Blackstone presents Time Reaping in Deadwood by Anne Charles. This book is read by Caroline Schaefer. For Becky Binder, thank you for being so damned awesome. You are full of sunshine and laughter. Here's to many more hilarious and spooky times together. Wolves don't lose sleep over the opinion of sheep. Aristotle. Chapter 1. Monday, January 28th, Piggly Wiggly Grocery Store, Lead, South Dakota.
This here crazy-ass notion of yours has me thinking you got termites in your rafters, Old Man Harvey said, eyeing me over a shopping cart laden with jars of honey. I lifted my chin. My idea wasn't crazy. I preferred to think of it as borderline brilliant with a sprinkling of mad genius dusting the top. I believe the saying is something about a spoonful of honey catches more flies than a gallon of vinegar. My plan was to follow that literally, except instead of flies, I had something slightly bigger in mind.
Any cluck bucket knows that, Harvey blurted loud enough to snag the attention of a guy wearing snowmobile bibs down by the condiments.
Shh,
I scowled at Harvey, my self-appointed bodyguard, who'd insisted on tagging along during my lunch hour. I grabbed two squeeze bottles of honey from the shelf before glancing in the other direction for more eavesdroppers. The Piggly Wiggly grocery store had a busy beehive lunchtime buzz going on, but Mr. Bibbs was the only one paying attention to us at the moment. Thankfully, the same scowl I used on Harvey also nipped Mr. Bibbs's curiosity in the bud and sent him on his way, mustard in hand. I probably should have waited until after work to swing by the store, but it was my turn to cook supper tonight for my two kids, Aunt Zoe, my boyfriend, and anyone else who showed up in my aunt's kitchen at mealtime. Normally, I'd stick to my standard culinary masterpiece, takeout pizza, because the only joy I found in cooking was when someone else was doing it for me. However, tonight, I thought I'd make an old favorite of my son's, fish stick nachos. This also happened to be a meal that was hard to burn. Back to Harvey, I whispered, I'm trying to catch an imp here. I set the squeeze bottles in the cart and then reached for two more.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?